Hi, good morning, everyone. Welcome to once again to Free Community Church, our digital Sunday service. It's a bright sunny morning outside my window. I hope you are enjoying the morning as much as I do. I'm a morning person, I'm very activated by the sunlight on a Sunday morning. Though you are watching, while we are watching this live together, I hope that what we are doing, right, is more than just watching, more than just entertaining ourselves. Because even though we are just meeting digitally for now, we can choose to be active participants in this journey of encountering God together. And so I invite you to prepare our hearts and come with the intention of being one people, more than just consumers, but active participants in communion with one another and in communion with God. So let us come together to prepare our hearts to worship God with one voice and one heart by responding to the call to worship. Today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Let us be glad this day for life, for breath, and for freedom to worship.
Blessed are you who come in the name of the Lord.
We come to bring our gifts of praise and gratitude to the God of creation.
Trust in the Lord at all times, O people. God is a refuge for us.
God is our rock and our salvation. We shall not be shaken.
God is good, and in God's work we find our strength.
We sing of all God's wonderful works. Let us give thanks and praise to the Lord.
Before we enter into worship, I just want to point out that if you are experiencing poor quality of the worship, please visit aka.ms/FCCLiveWorship to access the worship in high definition. However, don't forget to jump back into our Teams call and the event for the rest of the service after you have worship by through the high definition video. The link can be accessed through the Q&A chat that will be shared out. So let us now together join the worship team in worshiping our God.
You dwell in the songs that we are singing, rising to the heavens, rising to your heart, all praises filling up the spaces in between our frailty and everything you are, you are. The keeper of my heart, you are the keeper of my heart. And I am restless, I'm restless, till I rest in you, till I rest in you. Whisper in the dark, Cause I know you're more than my salvation. Without you, I am hopeless. Tell me who you are. You are the keeper of my heart. You are the keeper of my heart.
Let me hear a still You are the air I breathe. You are
You are the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. You are my daily bread. You are Jesus. You are my daily bread.
See you. Open the eyes.
eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord. Open the eyes of our hearts. We want to see you. We want to see you. Open the eyes of our heart, Lord. Open the eyes of our heart. We want to see you. We want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. To see you high lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. We want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. We want to see you.
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where God is holy. Where God is holy. Where is God this morning? Let us pray. Loving and holy God, we gather to worship this morning because we desire to encounter you. We want to hear your voice, feel your presence, and know your embrace. In this time where there continue to be many uncertainties, whether it's our health, our jobs, or our relationships, we pray that your loving presence anchors us. And as a community, as we work towards resuming services on site, we seek your leading and wisdom. We pray for our various teams who have been working hard in different ways to help us encounter you more deeply. Please be their sustenance and their strength. Draw us close to you that we may each find spiritual refreshment and nourishment in you and in one another. Like Moses, who noticed the burning bush first, and then you called out his name. Help us to notice the burning bush moments in our lives, even in the mundane and the ordinary. Forgive us, Lord, when we don't notice that you are trying to get our attention. Help us to pay better attention and love you with all of our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Like Moses, who sought to encounter you face to face, help us to seek you, not just today, but every day of our lives. Amen.
Good morning, church. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday. And would you pray with me? God, may the words from my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you. Amen. 2020 has been a year of encountering God in unexpected ways. Today, we kick off our new sermon series, Encountering God, looking at the many stories of people encountering God in the Bible and what came out of those encounters. Which character's encounter with God in the Bible comes to your mind first? I want to invite you to type your answers in the Q&A. One unexpected way we have been encountering God is attending church online. It is a struggle for most of us. The space and the atmosphere in church is very different from wherever we may be when we join online. There may be more distractions around us, and the online format is certainly less engaging because we are not physically there, literally not physically present. It requires a lot more from us to stay focused and engaged. We are currently making preparations to return to having service physically at One Commonwealth, and we target to have our 18th anniversary service on 11th of October to be the first service home. This isn't something that is simple. We will need to find ways to make the service engaging for those physically present, as well as those joining us online. And the restrictions placed on all religious gatherings is that we cannot sing. So how can we think of new ideas? And we also be having some changes in the month of September. We will be changing platforms from Microsoft Teams to YouTube Live. We will first move the production of the service and the live elements back to One Commonwealth so that we can iron out the issues before we welcome folks back to church. Because there's a lot going on for the next couple of weeks, we will be reusing the worship recorded previously while we work on finding ways to worship God given the restrictions because of the COVID-19 pandemic. How does worship without singing look like? Can we find ways to create the space where we can encounter God, whether we are physically at One Commonwealth or joining online from home? How do we encounter God anew? What is required of us to encounter God in the new normal? These are questions we are thinking about, and the worship team has come up with many innovative ideas. Because we are all different, I'm sure some of these ideas will work for some of us and some will not. We hope that in trying different things, we will find ways to help you encounter God. But back to my question. What character's encounter with God in the Bible comes to your mind first? And let me see what I have in the Q&A responses. Samuel, Jimmy says, Matthew says Moses, Christine says Moses. Anonymous says Daniel, Ezekiel says Jacob, Gary says Jacob. That must be the wrestling with God, right? Pauline says Hannah, and Matthew says Isaiah. So many different encounters with God. The one encounter in the Bible that comes to my mind first is Moses and the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3. Today, I'm not going to do my usual practice that some of you find repetitive, you know, reading the text from the Bible. I want to ask you instead, what details do you remember of the story of Moses' encounter with God at the burning bush? And I want you to type your answers in the Q&A. Moses' encounter with God at the burning bush is one many of us will be familiar with. You may have done a Bible study on Exodus. You may have heard a sermon preached on the burning bush, which I've done several times. Or you may have watched The Prince of Egypt, the animated movie that tells the story of Moses. However, we must realize how the story is told, how it is interpreted, influences how we understand the story, and what details we remember, whether they're accurate or not, reveals how we understand the story. What details do I remember? I remember Moses having to take off his sandals because it is holy ground. I remember the bush that was burning but not consumed by the flames. I remember God calling Moses by name and Moses responding, "Here I am." I remember Moses asking God, "Who shall I say sent me?" And God answered, "I am that I am." And I remember Moses kept saying, "Not me, not me, find someone else. I'm not good enough, not articulate enough. I stutter. Oh Lord, please send someone else." I remember these details because I connected with them. They resonated with me. I didn't wear shoes during my ordination because I believed that ordination had special meaning for me, that I was standing on holy ground being called into ministry. Let's look at what some of you remembered about Moses' encounter with God at the burning bush. God asked Moses to take off his shoes because it's holy ground. That's just one answer. Maybe I didn't give enough time for you to respond. I wonder if these details resonated with you because you have experiences that connects with that detail, right? Because like some of our worship team members like taking off their shoes during worship, and you will notice that when even in the videos nowadays. Mark says he remembers somehow that even the burning bush was not enough to convince Moses of his call, right? And Jeffrey remembers the phrase, "This is holy ground." Burning bush moments are moments that I don't think any of us would have encountered God through a burning bush, a literal burning bush. But I think many of us would have burning bush moments. And I think you may have these encounters with God without even realizing they are burning bush moments, because we have been led to believe that burning bushes are miraculous events and our mundane, almost ordinary experiences do not match up to Moses' experience of the burning bush. Burning bush moments are moments you encountered God inviting you to take action. And this is something that we often miss. Take action, not just for yourself, but for someone else. What do you think was going through Moses' mind during the whole encounter One likely feeling is fear. Fear not as being afraid, but fear as in fear of God, in awe, in reverence. The kind of fear that recognizes God is God. And when we stand in the vastness of creation and realize we are so small and yet so connected with God. And another feeling Moses could have had is unworthiness. Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Even like what Mark says, after seeing a miracle like a burning bush that was not consumed by the flames, even after witnessing that his staff transforming into the snake, and even the transformation of his skin when he put his hand into the cloak, he continued to tell God, "Not me. I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue." Even when God tells him, "Who gives speech to mortals? Who makes them mute or deaf, seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will be with you. I will be with you, your mouth, and teach you what you are to speak." And yet Moses still replied, "Oh my Lord, please send someone else." Have you ever felt somehow you're not good enough for God? Yet, when you look carefully all over the Bible, God uses flawed people, many who thought they were not good enough. Moses had good reason to feel unworthy. At this point in time, Moses was a fugitive. Moses killed an Egyptian who beat one of the Israelite slaves, and he hid him in the sand. And then when he realized that somehow people knew of this, of him murdering an Egyptian, he fled from Egypt and the Pharaoh to Midian. There was blood on his hands. None of us are perfect. We all have made our fair share of mistakes. Our mistakes are probably not as grave as murder, but we will have hurt and harmed others nevertheless. But God still calls Moses to lead God's people out of oppression in Egypt. God calls Moses to liberate the Israelites, even though Moses considered himself unworthy and not good enough. Do you have any burning bush experience? And I would like to invite you to share it on the Q&A. What are your burning bush experiences? There may be occasions in your life you feel called to act. And that act may be big, it may be small. It can be a call to ministry, or it can be a call to speak up for someone being unfairly treated or bullied. And we often argue with the voice, "No, I'm not the one, send someone else. I'm not courageous enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I am not filling the blanks enough." In my experience, these calls are invitations. These calls are burning bush moments. And like Moses, we often resist these calls. God invites us to put our hands and feet to the work of shalom, the work of redemption, the work of liberation, of restoration, of justice. But we all give all sorts of reasons, all sorts of excuses. Send someone else. It will not be easy, but that's not what God promised. Because God promised, "I will be with you." I want to share my experience of the burning bush. Back in 2007, back before I'm pastor, I've been leading Living Water, the support group for men wanting to reconcile their faith and sexuality. And that I've been doing that for coming to 3 years. I had seen how many of them started on a journey of embracing themselves, of healing. And one day, just before we met up in the group, a thought occurred to me. If this is the result of me putting about 3 hours a week to run the group, what if I dedicated my life to this? It was a nudge from God. It was a nudge saying, "I have heard the cries of my people. indeed, I know their suffering. My first response was, no, not me. You know, let's not. Send someone else, someone like Gary. I'm not the right person. I'm not the holy, holy, goody two shoes kind of guy. I named the support group Living Water because I identified with the Samaritan woman by the well. Because back then I had numerous boyfriends and the man I was with wasn't my boyfriend. But the call was insistent. In the next couple of months, the passage from John 4 about the Samaritan woman by the well kept popping up. Someone preached it on Sunday. We covered it during Bible study in cell group. It was as if God was saying to me what God was saying, what God said to Moses. Who gives speech to mortals? Who makes them mute or deaf, seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will be with your mouth and teach you what you are to speak. Was I not leading the support group? Was God not with me and guiding me to figure out how to do this? And that was the beginning of my journey. That is why it was no coincidence to me, I felt, that on the Sunday of my ordination, the lectionary passage was Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 15, Moses' encounter with God at the burning bush. That was 9 years ago, on 28th of August, 2011. You can see in the picture there, my ordination service. It is also the lectionary reading for this Sunday. I had forgotten about the anniversary until my friend KB Tan, my junior college classmate, reposted the photo he took at my ordination. The photo was taken by him. And yet, this is another nudge from God, reminding me my journey, reminding me where I've been and where I'm going. This is not the only story I have for burning bush experiences. Many others have said, here I am, when they experience God calling them to do some transformative work. I remember the panel that we had for Transgender Day of Remembrance in 2015, 5 years ago, and the courage of the participants that they had, that they were willing to share vulnerably and honestly about their lives. In their way, they replied, here I am. Even though they were worried, anxious, and not sure what would be the fallout from sharing so publicly. We even decided that not to put up the video because some of the participants were not ready. But immediately after the panel, they knew and they felt the impact of their sharing and how it could help other transgender folks feel that they are not alone, how it could enable more cisgender folks to understand transgender folks and the issues they face better. I was told after the service, they were okay with putting up the video publicly on our website. That, to me, was a burning bush moment. I'm not sure if they felt the same way, but this, I know, is a burning bush. Because it is this service that reached out to Rain, one of our worship leaders now, and helped him understand how we embrace transgender folks and help him begin his journey as a transgender person too. I want to go back to read your experiences of burning bushes. What are your burning bush experiences? The opportunity to move from Seattle to Singapore and find FCC immediately upon landing. Loretta says, if I understand correctly, I would say my burning bush moment could be when I stood up for my third nephew countless of times because of the way he was spoken to, always shouted at, always seeming like everything he does is an issue. Yes, it is often when we feel that nudge, when someone's wrongly treated and the Holy Spirit is nudging us to do something about it. It may not be going in and have a fight or an argument, but just pointing out that, you know, this isn't right. Like one of my experiences at the supermarket when one of the customers was shouting at the staff for not packing the groceries fast enough. And she went on and on and on berating the staff, and it was really dehumanizing. And I couldn't just stand there and do nothing. And I just said, excuse me, I think that's enough. And that's all I had to say. And she looked at me shocked that someone would call her out on what she was doing. And I just looked at the staff, at the supermarket, and I just smiled at her. Because it's something that's just not right. It's just not right. And we are called to do something. And these experiences is God nudging us, burning bushes to point what we might have to do. And often, it is the actions that we remember that we took. But more often than not, we say no, we keep quiet, and later regret not taking action. I also want to point out, before we make it all about us, we must remember this pattern of burning bush moments, that it's not about us as individuals or personal relationship with God. God wasn't telling Moses, I have a relationship with you, and we are great, or you're redeemed. But this burning bush moment is connected to the restoration, redemption, liberation, reconciliation, the healing of others. God's transformative work in us is not just for the sake of ourselves, but for the sake of others. We have to be careful not to make it about me. God didn't speak to Moses to give Moses a chance to redeem himself from the murder he committed. God spoke to Moses to liberate the Israelites from oppression. When we talk about spiritual growth, the growth isn't just for our own sake. When we develop a deeper relationship with God, it isn't just for ourselves. The idea of a personal faith is a very modern one. Our faith is connected with each other. That's why we gather as a community of faith. We are interconnected. I must also caution you here, while burning bush experiences are of God, don't mistake them for God. Too often when we experience these moments, we want to repeat this experience again. When we do this, we have made these experiences an idol. We are looking for the burning bushes for the sake of the burning bushes. These experiences are not ends in and of themselves. They are not experiences to be sought after, but instead they come from God and God's call to us, to invite us to an action. So when you have a burning bush experience, pay attention to it. This is an invitation to trust God to be with you as you are invited to act as Christ's hands and feet in the world. And for those who have not experienced something you think may be a burning bush experience, that is not because you are less worthy. It may have happened to you, but you didn't think that it was a burning bush. Or it may have not have happened to you yet. Or you may not need these experiences to draw you into God's redemptive work in creation. These moments are not experiences we can seek out. These moments happen when they happen. And I hope that when you experience these moments, when you hear that voice calling your name, may you answer, here I am, and know that God will be with you, so that you will go out to do justice, to love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Amen.
As we prepare ourselves for the Holy Communion, let's take a quick moment for those who have not yet prepared the elements to do so that we can all partake of this meal together. We gather each Sunday at this table, even though at this time we are not physically together. The table of God's feast transcends time and space because God's love transcends all boundaries. So this table recognizes no boundaries. Here at FCC, We celebrate an open table. This means you do not have to meet any criteria. You do not have to be a member of FCC. You do not have to be baptized. You only need to recognize that God's grace is sufficient. We are a people, God, called together in your love. We are your children, Mother, called around the table of your word. We are disciples, Lord, called to praise and give you thanks.
We thank you, good and gracious God, for calling us to be your people, for giving us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hands to touch and bless our world.
Even as your people, God, we are separated from ourselves, each other, and you, the creator of life. Let us confess our brokenness.
As people caught in our tradition, we confess that we have helped perpetuate systems that deny the dignity and sacred worth of all sorts and conditions of persons. We have paid lip service to equality. Our lives are based on the discrimination of the other. We have been our own worst enemies. We have failed ourselves, others, and we have failed you, God. Moved by your power, we accuse ourselves because we have not allowed you to form us as a new people. We confess our sin and we pledge to work for reconciliation with one another.
We thank you, gracious God, for forgiveness and the chance to start again. We thank you, gracious God, for the gift of your Spirit given to us in Jesus, in whom we are freed from the past and its oppression, in whom the gift is complete. Gracious God, you are the Mother of creation and the Father of all life. We are gathered as your people to thank you for your blessings, to receive your mercy and forgiveness, and remember how Jesus died for us, accepting death to show his love for us and you.
We remembered how Jesus came to us, becoming one of us, born like us, of flesh and blood and bone, a fully human person like us, in all things sin. We remember how, on the night before Jesus died, he gathered with his friends for one last meal. As Jesus loved them then, so he loves us now.
Sisters and brothers, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. The person who aligns with me hungers no more ever. Anyone eating this bread will not die ever. This is my body broken for you. Take, eat, remember me. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. When you are joined with me and I with you, the harvest is sure to be abundant. I love you as I have been loved. Abide in my love. This is my blood shed for you. Take, drink, remember me.
Jesus, you're always present in our midst. You come to us simply, lovingly, humbly, in word and sacrament, in this bread and wine, and in the love we share with one another.
Let us eat and drink of this bread and wine, remembering Jesus, his teaching, his life, his suffering, his death, and his rising to new life. Gracious and loving God, you have made us one in the body of Christ and nourish us at your table with holy food and drink.
Thank you for feeding our hunger and relieving our thirst. With deep gratitude, we offer you our lives, our love, ourselves, gathered in Jesus by your life-giving Spirit. May we become a new people, wholly pleasing to you, a people giving glory to your name. Amen.
Amen.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to our Free Community Church Digital Sunday Service. And now, my name is Jimmy, and I'm your service leader for this digital service. So for those who are new with us, you know, FCC, we always call ourselves FCC, which means Free Community Church. And for free, it stands for First Realize Everyone's Equal. So you are welcome here to our family, regardless of your race, regardless of your gender identity, your sexual orientation, your economic status, no matter where you come from, or who you are welcome as a child of God. And so today, this Sunday is a special Sunday. You know, like welcome once again those who are fairly new to us and who may be joining us for the first few times. Let us help us to know you better by signing up for our welcome form for our newcomers at aka.ms/fcc-welcome. So this Sunday, as I mentioned, is a special Sunday because after the service, we actually have a newcomers meeting. All right, some of you have already signed up to meet us after the service on a Zoom call. However, if you have not signed up and or you are just joining us for the first time today, you can actually drop us, you know, if you're interested, you can just drop us express your interest in the Q&A, and our moderator and our pastors will actually share with you the link to the newcomers meeting via the private message function on the Q&A. So do reach out to us if you are interested to join our newcomers meeting immediately after the Sunday service. Next, will be the three regular announcements. Our church, one of the things we do is to provide pastoral and emotional help and support to our congregation and the community at large. So if you are in need of pastoral support, you can reach out to us at info@freecomchurch.org. For live prayer, after the newcomers meeting, on a weekly basis, we actually have two rooms open for post-service activities. One will be the live prayer, where you can join us for community prayer, or ask for prayers in our prayer room at aka.ms/fcclifeprayer. And you can also go to, or you can go to the discussion room, where members of the congregation or friends can join us for post-service discussion to share their thoughts on the sermon. So you can join us at aka.ms/fcclifediscussion. Next, on a weekly basis, on the middle of the week, every Wednesday from 8 to 8:30 p.m., we'll hold a prayer meeting where we invite everyone, you know, to grow your spiritual life and your contemplative life, to grow closer to God. So we will come together over Zoom call. So you can actually take down this URL that will be posted on the Q&A, bit.ly/fccprayermeeting2020. Next, very exciting, we are now entering September, and as over the past few weeks, right, we have already advertised and publicized about our queer conversation, a Christian perspective. So if you are someone, you are either you identify yourself as LGBTQ, or you're an ally, or you're a Christian interested in, or keen to understand issues facing the queer community, and you like to find out more or learn more or hear more, please join us for this series. Okay, you can sign up or register for this series at aka.ms/fccqc. So I'd like to encourage everyone to sign up before the 3rd of September, by Thursday actually, so that you'll give our staff or our pastors enough time, right, to reach out to you, to send you the Zoom link on your email. So don't miss this opportunity, because for the first kickoff conversation that will be happening on the 4th of September, we will actually have a conversation about conversion therapy, and we have invited members of our congregation or people within the community that has undergone conversion therapy. And they like to share about their story, how that have impacted them, and where they are at on their spiritual journey. So don't miss this opportunity to come together. Right now, after the first publicity, we have more than over 100 people signing up. So don't miss this time to come together as a community to explore this topic or this topic or this issue that's very close to our heart. Next, if you want to know, we keep in touch, right, and be informed about the exciting developments or news, latest news of our church, please add us on your phone to be on our broadcast list. Do send your name or to this number 9366-3818, and then you'll save our numbers, our number on your phone as FCC broadcast list. Last but not least, for the past 6 months, the service team, the pastors, and the production team, we have been meeting up every Monday, the Monday after the service, to review the digital service so that we can improve the experience to arrive at the best, you know, like so that we can provide the best online experience for our congregation and for people who join us. So your feedback is very important to us. So do give us your feedback at aka.ms/fccLiveFeedback. And more, even more so important, right, to continue to give us your feedback, because in a few weeks' time, we'll be moving our production back to church. And the live service will actually take a different form. Very likely it may be, or very likely it will be the YouTube Live. So there will be less technical hindrance, or so they can have a smoother experience with better video quality. So do stay in tune for the latest developments also. Next, we move on to our tithes and offering and also giving to God. So now you can actually give via a credit card on a monthly basis. That means repeatedly if you are giving your tithes, or you can do a one-time donation for your offering. Go to freecomchurch.give.asia, and then you can enter the amount they'd like to donate for FCC. So some instruction for those who maybe are new to giving through give.asia. You can indicate the amount for your donation, which will be your tithes and offering. But on the second line, you actually see another giving that is actually the giving to the platform itself, which is optional. Next, you can put in your full name or your alias, but most importantly, do give us your email address so that our church staff, we can be accountable to the giving, and then you'll receive a receipt for your donation. This is to help us to be an accountable organization. But lastly, if you like to hide your name from everyone but the fundraiser, that means not to have your details made known or your name known publicly, you can actually choose to hide your name. All right, so that will be under your privacy settings. However, if you're like me, right, I'm a PayNow person, you can just now take out your phone, whip out your phone, turn on your QR code for your iBanking, your banking app, and either scan for the FCC General Fund, which goes to the general operations of our church, or scan the FCC Building Fund, or both, all right, to give to our building. So right now, as I shared previously, right, we are moving back to church. And now for our production, we come to realize that many of our equipments are already coming to 7 years old. And then, you know, like coincidentally, just to share the story, previously, for the past 2 weeks when we have been going back to church for the worship team to do a recording, you know, lights have been blowing out here and there, you know, and sometimes we have to record in darkness. And of course, now that we are moving back to church for our service to do live broadcast, we're actually refreshing all our old equipments, because some of the processors on the computers, they have really worn out or are becoming very slow and will not be able to handle the production, the streaming for high quality videos in HD for the benefit of our community. So if you like to I encourage you to help us out here to be an active participant in giving back to the community, to give to both our general fund and also our building fund for the building maintenance. All right. However, if you want to know more, the various way of giving to a church or giving a tithe and offering, go to freecomchurch.org/give, and there you actually go to our church giving page to find out, you know, get more details about giving. So I'm just going to give everybody some time to prepare your giving. And while you're preparing for your giving, I'd like to share with you a verse in related to the theme of our sermon today, and for prepare our hearts for the giving. In the letters to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 28 to 29, it is said, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed, our God is a consuming fire." So I'd like to invite you to join me in a prayer of thanksgiving. We thank you, God, for consuming us in the fire of your love. We give to you our lives, dreams, our hopes and fears, our strengths and our weaknesses. Use them according to your will. All we ask is to abide in your love and in you forever and always. Amen. Now, we would like to move on to close off the service with a last closing song, and I'll hand over the time to our worship team, and let us join again with one heart and one voice to worship our God.
Good morning, church. Join us in the time of singing. As we sing of God's goodness and faithfulness in our lives, this morning, may God's voice speak to you. Let's sing, "I Love You."
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Together we sing.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other.
Jesus,
I know you as a Savior. I know you as a friend.
I am me in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good.
Every breath that I am
able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Every single my life.
All my life you have been faithful.
Jesus.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able,
presence of God.
Goodness, your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, running out.
And we sing it out, sing it out, sing this out.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Your goodness
is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid out, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life we sing. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of.
Let's sing it one more time. All my life.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid out, I'm surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Together one more time.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
And now receive the benediction. May we be a people who pay attention to the burning bush moments in our lives as we seek to encounter you, God. Send us out as we take action, not just for ourselves, but also for others. Now go, and may God's presence and peace go with you now and always. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pauline, for the benediction. And to my siblings, my brothers and sisters, and my friends, no, all the sermons have come to a close, but the service don't end here, right? You can actually join us for the newcomers at our newcomers meeting, and for the rest of our siblings, join us respectively at the prayer room for the prayer together, or for at the discussion room for the discussion about the sermon, or just to fellowship together. All right, so I'll see everyone in the respective room and have a wonderful Sunday. Hope to see you again next week.